Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're about to make a change in your life and you feel uncomfortable, that's the best feeling you can have. Because for the first time in your life, you're making a decision that's going to be best for you and not what somebody told you to do. And that's when all bets are off.
Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn McDonald. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. Keep winning.
Yes, yes, yes. This is Rashawn McDonald. Thank you. That's my new opening. I'm bringing drama. I'm bringing entertainment. I'm letting everybody know it's time to understand your opportunities. If you understand your opportunities, then you can just set goals. If you set goals, then you can start making dreams come true. But the dreams come true based on hard work. And also the dreams come true based on relationships, based on who supports your dreams. And a lot of people don't understand that. They think they can just get it done through prayer, faith. That's part of the process. But the word hard work is consistent in that storyline. And that hard work comes with a proper plan. And that proper plan, when we're talking about things on Money Making Conversation Masterclass, is you're trying to be an entrepreneur, small business, a person who is running a nonprofit. What is that plan and what is that budget? Well, my show, which is really taken off since I've been here in the city of Atlanta, and allow people to come on the show and tell their ideas, talk about their dreams, and talk about things that will make you win. Not necessarily every guest that comes on my show is about a small business. I worry about your health, both mentally and physically. My next guest is about your health. My next guest is a registered dietitian, nutritionist, and gut, that's G-U-T, health and anti-inflammatory therapist with over 18 years of experience in the field of nutrition. She holds bachelor's degrees in exercise science and dietetics and a master's degree in food and nutrition science. Please welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass, Joanne Fieldman. How you doing, Joanne?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, Joanne, you had a lot of titles going on there. Okay. I had to get through them because I want people to know I'm talking to an authority. Because a lot of people out there, they're shutting up shop with these certificates and just going on about their business and telling you they can make it happen for you. We see a lot of commercials out there. What exactly is your position as a registered dietitian nutritionist?
So as a registered dietitian nutritionist, we are titled as the authority in nutrition in the United States. So when you see someone who is a registered dietitian, you know for sure that they have degrees, at least a bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. Now it's become a master's required program. You know that we've had training in the clinical setting prior to sitting for a board exam, to pass that board exam and be able to call ourselves registered dietitian nutritionist. So you know that for sure about someone who has that title.
Well, the thing about it, because when I hear it, this is when I ask questions, I Google things and get information. But when I hear first of all, registered. I know a registered nurse. Okay, so I know there's something tied to that. Then I hear the word diet, and I hear the word nutritionist in your title. So let's start with dietitian. What is the role of that being in your title?
So it's basically I have a private practice. So in my private practice, what I do is I help people live their best healthful life. So whatever your health status currently is, I will help optimize that. It may be most likely because I specialize in inflammation or anti-inflammatory therapies. My goal is to remove inflammation so that you can live your best life. So that the word dietitian, we used to just be called registered dietitians, but people were confused. Like, are you just about diets? Are you a nutritionist? So then we added a few years back the nutritionist to it so people can know that we are registered dietitian nutritionists. So we know all aspects of nutrition.
Now, this word that's coming up, because I just want to know, when I hear the word inflammation, like right now, my left knee is inflamed. I'm just asking, would I come to you for that, or that's just a different platform when you talk about inflammation?
So, yeah, you can come to me for that. But when you come to me, I'm going to make sure that we have ruled out anything acute that's going on, anything serious that's going on. Have you seen your primary care physician? Have you seen an orthopedist? Who have you seen prior to seeing me? Mm-hmm. So with inflammation, you can have inflammation in your knee that's related to your diet. Absolutely. But, you know, inflammation is not always a bad thing. Inflammation is how our body lives. So, you know, if we didn't have inflammation, we would actually die. Mm. It's when that inflammation doesn't go away. So inflammatory markers are sent out to heal a cut that you have, for example. And, you know, the markers are supposed to go down after the healing process has occurred. And if those inflammatory markers continue to stay elevated and they sit there and they just, you know, low-grade inflammation just keeps setting in, then that's when that chronic inflammation sets in, and that's what we don't want to happen.
You know, when I look at the whole diet industry, you know, first of all, the whole education process here of having you on that show, on my show, because, you know, first quarter year, you know, diet and workout training, and that's when people, you know, they out there trying to jog or doing bikes or trying to lose weight or trying to work out. Mm-hmm. They hadn't worked out in years. Those knees will start talking to you. That's where the inflammation comes in, okay? Mm-hmm. Why are you on that bike? Why are you treadmill and going up hills and you hadn't even done that in years and didn't stretch? That's the big thing. People don't stretch. That's part of the problem on a lot of injuries that people get is how they prepare the process of getting in shape, correct?
Right.
And when they don't do it right, then they're going to come to you with inflammatory, and you got to figure out why they inflamed, correct?
Right. So they could be inflamed for a measure of things. So it could have been overuse of medications over the years, such as antibiotics or even birth control pills that have caused some kind of damage to their gut. It could have been a viral infection, bacterial infection, something that damaged the gut. And now that damage to the gut is starting to spread out elsewhere in the body, where you're noticing it in your knees. You're noticing you have that brain fog. You can't think straight. You're tired all the time, and you don't know why, even though you had 8+ hours of sleep. So that gut health, balancing your gut health is quite important, because if it's imbalanced, it starts manifesting in other aspects of your body.
And what is gut health, G-U-T health?
So gut health is basically keeping your gut health, the bacteria, the good bacteria that are in your gut, balanced. So for most people, it means consuming a diet that's mainly plant-based. That doesn't mean you're vegan. It just means that majority of the foods that you're eating, 75% or more, are mainly plant-based foods that are very colorful. So we're getting all those nutrients and vitamins and minerals and antioxidants from those foods. Now, if you're doing all that and you still notice that there's issues going on, it most likely may be that you have some kind of inflammation that's going on that you don't realize. And then so that's my job. That's when I go in and I dig deeper, because oftentimes people are coming to me and they're like, Joanne, I eat well. I, you know, I eat all the good foods I'm supposed to eat, but I still feel this way. And it could be something happened that damaged your gut, and now your gut health is not where it should be at, and you're intolerant to foods that we quote-unquote call healthy foods, and we need to figure out what those foods are so that I can create a therapy that's specific to you, and we can reverse this inflammation.
You know, this is the first time I've ever heard gut health. You know, I've heard people talk, you got a gut, you know, in a negative manner, you know, the gut on you, you know. But yes, you're telling me there's such a thing as gut health, and that, and where your gut health is treated through the food that you eat will impact your lifestyle. That's what you're telling me in this interview, correct?
That is correct. So it, just like you, people think of gut health and they think, oh, my stomach is flat. I don't have a gut. What are you talking about? So your gut health is your digestive health.
Okay.
So we call it gut, your digestive health. So how your digestive system is functioning impacts how the rest of your body is functioning. If you're not absorbing the foods that you need to be absorbing properly, then your body's not being fed because those nutrients are not being absorbed to feed the rest of your body. So you'll see people who are iron deficient or have anemia may have some kind of gut damage going on. Even diabetes, there are studies coming out linking diabetes to gut health.
Wow. And this really is a interesting scenario because of the fact that when we go back through, I read earlier in your intro, 18 years of experience in the field of nutrition and anti-inflammatory therapist, and then also gut health. And I'll be honest with you, when I heard the word gut, I just immediately went to, we won't talk about how to flatten your stomach. That's where I went, you know. And you're telling me, Rushan, stop. That's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about trying to get a six pack. We're not talking about getting a flat stomach. We're talking about eating correctly because how your gut health affects you. Correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And weight loss could be a goal. Some people come to me because they've been trying to lose weight for years and it's not working. And it's because your gut is not functioning right. So I always tell people my focus is not weight loss. My focus is removing inflammation, and weight loss is going to be a side effect of what we're doing, because once everything starts working as it should, then we're going to see that weight loss occurring. I have athletes come to me as well,
right,
who are at the optimal level in their career, but they're looking to remove inflammation so that they can, you know, go to the next level in what they're, you know, in their sport.
Well, you know, I have a question that came in, and it's here's the question. Are taking probiotics and prebiotics good?
Yes, they can be good. So probiotics basically are supplements that are feeding the good bacteria in our gut. So we can, there's probiotic foods as well, and there's probiotic supplements. And prebiotics are a type of fiber. So they're in our food as well, and they're both great for our gut. But some people who are suffering certain conditions such as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, they may not be able to process some of the prebiotics like garlic, for instance. So it depends on the person, but it's good for you. But you can't be taking probiotics and prebiotics and then the rest of your diet is, you know, not good.
German chocolate cakes and sweet potato pies,
right,
and all that. That's my diet, unfortunately. That's my diet.
Right.
I love sweets.
Right.
But it's really interesting in my life, because when I was younger, I had a tremendous appetite. You know, I'd love buffets. I would sit down and just consume a lot of food. And and people looking, where's the food going? How can you eat all that food? Now, as I've gotten older, you know, it doesn't take that much to fill me up. And I do drink a tremendous amount of water. And now meeting you for the first time, I'm curious as to what you would say to me if I sat down and just told you my eating habits. Can I tell you some of my eating habits?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Let's go through today. What did you have today?
Okay, cool. This morning, I ate a bagel and a strawberry cream cheese.
Okay.
That was my breakfast. Lunch, had a chicken salad. Potato bread. It was toasted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then for dinner, I had a half of a roast beef sandwich and some chips. Now, I drank water the entire time. I was tempted to go get me a root beer. Oh, I forgot one thing. I apologize. I also had, I went over to this restaurant and got me a turkey chili and sourdough bread. Okay. That was my lunch. Okay. Turkey dough and sourdough bread and a chicken salad sandwich was my lunch. And then my dinner was a roast beef sandwich with potato chips.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's nothing really bad about what you have consumed. It's what's lacking in it. So if there's nothing going on,
hold on. You started out really good, Joanne. You know, it's this, but you lacking some stuff, brother. You ain't gonna make it. Yeah, that's what you're about to say. You ain't gonna make
I have to give you your props where props are due, and then I go in and tell you.
Okay, cool. I tell you what. I want to hold my audience to the next break so you can tell everybody what Rashawn McDonald's doing wrong when it comes to his diet. Because that was a good story right there. I'm told you when I just get up and just eat desserts all day, which is normal in my dessert. But when we come back from Money Making Conversations Masterclass, we're speaking to registered dietitian nutritionist Joanne Feldman.
Please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. I'm Abby, a mother of two, and I had these battles myself. Endless excuses, delay tactics, and many tears and tantrums. But I've created a solution. The perfect kids podcast that makes bedtime a dream. It's called Koala Moon, and it's hosted by me, Abby. With over 300 episodes, packed with original stories and sleep meditations, Koala Moon makes bedtimes easy and enjoyable. Episodes start out engaging and really rather magical, but as they progress, they gently slow to a calm and relaxing pace to have your little ones out like a light. Since launching in 2022, Koala Moon has helped with over 20 million nights sleep and received over 6,000 five-star reviews. Win back your evenings. Listen to Koala Moon now on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Class. Welcome back to the Money Making Conversations Masterclass, hosted by Rashawn McDonald.
You just heard me list my meal that I ate today. Like, again, I started out with a nice bagel with some strawberry cream cheese. Thought I was doing good. Then I went to lunch and got me a sourdough bowl with some turkey chili inside. You know, I think some veggies in there. Had me a little chicken salad. There was some celery up in that little chicken salad up in there. Okay. Chicken salad, that was my lunch. Then I rolled on in to the station here and found me some potato chips and a roast beef sandwich. Conveyed that all to Miss Joanne Feldman. Now she's going to break the news to me. The floor is yours now.
So, like I said, you are doing okay. You're just lacking in some areas. So earlier I was talking about plant-based and making sure that majority of the foods that you're eating are plant-based. So to go even deeper into that, not only should the majority be plant-based, but most of that plant-based part should be non-starchy, plant-based veggies or fruits. So for breakfast, you had that bagel in the cream cheese. I would have paired it with some kind of fruit on the side, some strawberries even on the side. You could put the strawberries on top of the bagel. I don't know if you had a whole bagel. So depending,
it was a whole
on,
bagel.
On
that. It was a whole bagel.
It was a whole bagel. Mm-hmm. Okay. So depending on your activity levels, your current goals, I may say, oh, you may need to only do half that bagel because the goals we're trying to reach or whatever is going on with you, that may be too much for you. So it depends on the person, very person specific now.
Okay.
But still, we want to add those vegetables or fruits, even for breakfast. Same thing for lunch and dinner.
Now, could I have eaten a banana with that bagel?
You could have eaten a banana with the bagel. You could have eaten a banana. But if you were someone who was managing your blood sugars, then we would have said no. I would have said we would have used something else that had lower concentration of fructose in it.
Okay.
Paired that bagel so that we're not spiking your blood sugar. We want something that's higher in fiber because that helps with how your body absorbs those carbohydrates when fiber is present as opposed to when it's not present.
Because I'm very serious when I'm just asking these questions. Because like I bought some oranges I keep out on my table. I bought some peaches. And I bought some plums to keep out on my table, as well as some strawberries. So, you know, am I headed in the right direction? But I love bananas, too. So are the oranges a good thing for me to have, and the peaches and the plums?
Yes, absolutely. If you are able to tolerate them, there's nothing going on with you. You don't have high blood sugars. That's going crazy. Absolutely. The oranges, the peaches, they're all high in fiber. So pairing them with your breakfast that you just told me is a great option.
Okay, cool. So with that being said, go ahead and complete your analysis of what I ate and what I should have done. You told me breakfast, I should have at least had some strawberries with the bagel and the cream cheese. Some fruit on the side. Some fruit on the side.
Right, right. For lunch, you said you had a bowl, a sourdough bowl?
A sourdough bowl with turkey chili inside, and then a chicken salad sandwich with toasted bread, white bread.
So again, I'm hearing more starchy vegetables and starches, period, as opposed to non-starchy vegetables and or fruits. So I would increase that as well.
Now, how about if I put some lettuce and tomato on the chicken salad sandwich?
You could put some lettuce and tomato on top of there, but I still would say that it's not enough. I would pair it maybe with a side salad.
Okay.
With a salad on the side. That's not just leafy greens either, because you know you can only get so many nutrients from just leafy greens. But I would pair it with a side salad that has at least three colors, so some tomatoes, some bell peppers with that side salad, so that. Color.
Yeah, like I love banana peppers. So I like my salad. I do eat salads. Oh, yeah. I like banana peppers in my salad. I like lettuce and tomatoes, of course, in the salad. And I also put raisins in my salads all the time.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But
did I do something wrong, Joanne? You laugh when I said raisins. I'm all good, right?
You are absolutely fine. Everybody has their, you know, preferences and their taste buds. And what like. There is nothing wrong with it. You know, you're adding the color to your plate. So I would pair it with some kind of salad. Or even, it doesn't even have to be a fresh salad. It could have been something like a sauteed veggie dish that you have that's cooked. So it doesn't have to always be fresh for it to be.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good. And I'm taking everything you're taking because I'm just being honest with you as I talk to my listeners and talk to you, is that you can keep doing something because it's comfortable or you can improve on what you're doing. And that's what this conversation is about, because I this is how I eat. And there's nothing for me to make the adjustment because I do like salads. I do like fruit. You know, I do like watermelons. I have seedless watermelons. I do. But it's like, should I now make a conscious effort to do it? And I think what you're saying, Rashawn, yes. Yes, you should, in terms of your gut health, correct?
Correct. Correct. That conscious effort is very important because, like you said, we live in a very habit-forming type of lifestyle where we're eating the same things all the time. And unless something's happening, we don't think about switching it up. And sometimes we're deep into whatever is happening for that switch up, you know, it's not that the switch up is not going to help. It's just that if we have done the switch up earlier on, we would have prevented whatever it is that's now occurring. So this is very good information for everyone.
Good. Now, I closed it out with, you know, the half a roast beef sandwich and some chips. That was my closeout.
Were there any vegetables around
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
So, yeah, same thing. I would pair it with a fruit, vegetables, fruit bowl, any of that to increase the fiber content and add more nutrients.
Can I tell you something? When I leave here today, I was going to go buy a Krispy Kreme, and hopefully they had that red light on, and your boy was going to stop. I'm just gonna tell you, that's me.
That red light is tempting, huh?
I would have stopped, but you know, I gotta change. You know, I get a lot of compliments on my structure, but I know I'm not doing it right. I do get up at 4:30 a.m. I do my stretching. I do some light weights. I don't walk enough. You know, my left knee is inflamed, so because I hit it against the wall. So now when I'm talking to you, I was excited. I am still excited, but what I'm learning is that, Rashawn, you can continue down this lane of madness, or you can just stop and start doing it right when it comes to your gut health. That's the type of person that I am when I walk into. You got to change my mindset, correct?
Right. And this is not to say that we can't have cakes, we can't have ice cream, we can't have this, that, or the other, because what is life without enjoying some of this not-so-healthy food? It's just that when we're every night, if you're leaving work, you're going to look for that red light to be on for the Krispy Kreme. If that's an every night occurrence, then, you know, I'm going to say, okay, we need to take a step back. But if every now and again you go to a party, you're enjoying the party, predominantly 85% or more of your lifestyle should be this form of mainly plant-based foods, including animal products. If you are an animal product eater, it's fine, but it shouldn't be the primary source of the nutrients that you're consuming.
Cool. I'm talking to registered dietitian, nutritionist, Joanne Philbin. Joanne, as we go close out this interview, and what is person-specific therapy?
So I believe that everyone should have person-specific therapy, which means that the therapy I designed for you is going to be around what's going on with you, your lifestyle, your financial capabilities, your cultural preferences. You know, everyone's gut is different. Your gut microbiome is different. It's influenced by how your mom had you, whether it was a C-section or vaginal birth, how you were raised, your environment. There's so many different things. It's like your fingerprints. So if I'm going to create a therapy, it needs to be specific to that person and consider every aspect of their life as I'm creating this therapy. So it's more of a holistic viewpoint that I have when I create therapies for my clients.
You know, because this is something I really got to ask you, because whenever I go to the doctor's office, they always have these height and they have this weight tied to your height. You know, if you're 5'11", you should be 173. And believe me, I'm not 173. Does how much I weigh really matter?
It matters to a point. The question is, what does that weight consist of? What is it made out of? So BMI is what the doctors usually look at, which is bogus because it's looking at your height versus your weight, but it doesn't tell us what that weight is made out of. So someone like The Rock Johnson, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, someone like LeBron James, on the BMI chart, they're considered overweight obese because that chart is not taking into consideration that their weight is majority muscle. So if we're looking at weight, we need to look at what the weight is consist of. Is it majority fat or is it majority muscle?
And that's really important because it kind of confuses us as to what our goals are or what we should look like, or are we even healthy? Are we, you know, it really means a lot to me to hear this conversation, because I'll be honest with you. You made me take notice of what I'm doing and how I'm eating. And I think that's important, because I think that's your job. Your job is to sit down with a person like me and say, yeah, you can keep doing that, but it's not right. You know, if you want to wake up every day and eat a bagel with strawberries, and you want to do the hot chili at lunch, and you want to close the day off with some chips and then roll your behind over there for some donuts, go ahead and do it. But I will tell you, it's going to be some issues. It will be issues. I don't care how much water you drink. I don't care how much jogging you do. One day you're going to jog and you're going to stop jogging. And so, and we're not doing this interview to throw fear in anybody. We're doing this interview to educate people that when you hear the word healthy, you hear the word diet, is not that big of a deal when it comes like you changing your whole meal structure that you're going to go, I can't eat like that. You just want us to live a healthy life, a gut healthy life, correct?
Correct. And it's baby steps. It's not nothing. Rome wasn't built overnight, as the saying goes. You know, it's baby steps. Make small changes so that over time it accumulates. And before you know it, you're living this lifestyle that you didn't think you would ever get to.
This is what we're going to do. 90 days. Today is March. 90 days, okay. I want to bring you back. And I want to bring you back. And I'm going to add more vegetables to my diet. I'm going to cut out my donuts. And I'm going to listen to my registered dietitian nutritionist, Joanne Feldman. I promise you. So 90 days, are you willing to come back and hear the truth from me?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So I've committed to this. And I know I'm going to lose weight when I do it. And that's all good things. Weight loss at my age is a good thing. And so, but I understand now change has to happen. And I'm not saying that out of fear. I'm just saying that out of because I've spoken to a person who's been 18 years in this business, changing people's lives and understands the value of gut health. Thank you for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk soon. Money Making Conversation Masterclass will be right back. Don't go nowhere. And thank you, Joanne Feldman, for being on this show and changing my values and making me understand how to eat. That's important.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald is produced by 3815 Media, Inc. More information about 3815 Media, Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Everybody, welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.